One reason that Nikola Tesla isn't better known is that most of his inventions were not as practical as radio. And he got less and less practical as time went on. Once again, Mike Daisy.
Tesla had always been shy and introverted, but as he got older and more successful, he began to have these salons where he would invite people over to his house. And it was quite a thing to be invited to one of these salons to get to go to spend time with Nikola Tesla. And journalists who were writing articles about him would often get to go to be in the presence of the great man. And usually when he had you there, he would do things to you. He would show you inventions, and then he would sort of make you part of the inventions. One of the regulars at the salons was Mark Twain, and Mark Twain and Tesla became very, very close after Tesla cured Mark Twain's constipation. He'd been constipated for years and years, and Tesla had him stand on a metal plate and ran an electrical charge through his entire body, and suddenly he was not constipated, which appears to be a very good way to make people close to you if you want to forge a lifelong friendship, cure their constipation. The favorite thing that Tesla and Twain would do is that Nikola Tesla had this, well, it was really an X-ray gun. I mean, technically it was an X-ray machine, but I feel the phrase X-ray machine has a certain aura of safety about it that really doesn't apply here, because really it's like a gun. It puts out an enormous amount of X-rays, and Tesla and Mark Twain would take turns aiming the X-ray gun at one another, and they'd be like, "No, no, put your head on it. No, put your head on it. Put your head, yeah, right there. Put your head on the end. Put your head on the end. Psst. All right, hey, put your eye on it. Yeah, put your eye on it. Yeah, put your eye right up to it. But yeah, put your okay. Psst. And they did this again and again and again. And they would tape up sheets of undeveloped film behind them. And they make these enormous X-rays of their body, their arms, their legs, their skulls. We actually still have them today. Sheet after sheet of the interior of Mark Twain's skull. X-ray after X-ray. Imagine all the books that never got written. But even as Tesla's salons got larger and larger, he became stranger and stranger. He started freezing into immobility. He'd stop talking, sometimes right in the middle of a sentence, and simply stare off into space, completely rigid, frozen, and no one could get him to react at all. Everyone would just have to let themselves out. Incredibly annoying. Can you imagine how annoying this would be? And he became unbelievably fastidious. He'd always been clean, but he started to see dirt in places no one could see dirt. He'd demand things be washed 8, 9, 10 times. Very obsessive, very compulsive. And it's right about this period that he does what every mad scientist has to do eventually. If they're going to be in the big leagues, they have to put up or shut up. It's time to build a mountain fortress. You need to build a mountain fortress far away from your fellow man, somewhere in the remote desolation, where you can perform your experiments in peace, where you can bring your visions to fruition.